total of 27. She was in Marshfield, too, for some time as well. She's led, her team is led in scoring by Carly Pinkratz with 11 points, Kayla Kasperson with 7, and then 2 apiece for Lainey Pinkratz and Daisy Yoder. They were 7 for 7 from the free throw line. They turned it over 11 times. For the Assumption Royals, they also only had 4 people to get into the scoring column, led by Jordan Jaglinski, who topped the 1,000-point mark in that first half. 13 for Anna Schooley to go along with 8 rebounds. 8 points for Sarah Shaw. She's now only 4 points away from the Magic 1,000 mark. And 4 points for Addie Bollard. Royals did not shoot a free throw, but they did turn it over 8 times. A little bit of foul trouble for Assumption, not real severe. Sarah Shaw, Addie Vollert, and Anna Schooley with 2 fouls each. And Daisy Yoder also has 2 fouls for the Tigers. So it's been a interesting and fun-paced, up-paced quick first half. And I don't know if we're going to see anything different. The only thing I could see, possibly, if the Royals would get themselves a little bit of foul trouble, but had a pretty strong bench.
Yeah. See much of that bench till later in the game, so we'll see. I mean, I'm just kind of looking forward to seeing. Hopefully, Shaw get those last 4 points and put that milestone behind her, and she can just focus on helping the team get better in that playoff run, and maybe bring back a ball from Green Bay, preferably gold, but a ball no matter what. That'd be all right for me.
Of course, next week the regionals take place, and the Royals got a bye on Tuesday, and then they are in the semis on Friday, as they will take on either the 8th seed Loyal Greyhounds, who are playing host to the 9th seeded Northland Lutheran Wildcats. For the Tigers of Stratford, they're in Division 4, and they got themselves a heck of a sectional up and down. They'll face right away, and they got a bye in the first round, and then they'll take on number 5 seed, probably Onalaska Lutheran. From what Coach Tammy said, they got some pretty good guards.
Yeah, that's one thing we did talk about prior to the game, even you and I talking about it. That's a meat grinder there, and you know, depending on the competitive balance thing, that might be where the Royals find themselves next year, assuming they get that extra point and have to bump up.
Yeah, that would happen, wouldn't it?
Yeah, well, I think they could argue it. They can appeal it. Like, if they just get the 1 point to get to 6, at the 6 is the cutoff to go up. If they could argue that, saying, we lose almost everybody.
Right.
I mean, they'd be
4 starters.
Yeah, 4 out of 5 starters. Yep. So therefore, don't do that to us. And they. But then again, who's going to cry for Assumption Girls basketball?
Right.
They've been so good for so long.
So Stratford down by 17. We'll start half number 2 with the basketball as they go away from us. They try to lob it inside to Tubbs. The ball's poked, checked away, picked up by Sarah Shaw. Turnover number 12. And here comes Assumption towards Michael and I here in half number 2. Anna Schooley with it on the left wing. Backdoor cut. Addie Vollert, left hand up and good. Addie now with 6 points. That was just well set up. She got a screen on top, came down, put it up with the left hand and finished it.
Basket there for volley.
Royals played a little diamond and one press that time. Normally it's always man-to-man, but they switched it up a little bit. And then blocked away by Claire Nelson, as going to the basket was Pankratz. And they let him play on, and the ball will just stay in the hands of the Tigers on the far end. Royals by 19, 41-22, with 50 seconds gone by here in this second half of play. And there's Anna Schooley from behind knocking it free on the floor, Claire Nelson, but it's regathered by the Tigers, and we're going to get a block or a charge. What are we going to get? A blocking foul. Is that going to be on Anna?
Yep. Should be.
And for Anna, that's going to be personal foul number 3 now, first on the Royals here in half number 2, and sending to the free throw line is Kasperson, and Kayla is 4 for 4 now from the free throw line, so half of her points from the charity stripe. And looking to go 5, and she does. And again, nothing but twine on those 2 tries. 41-24. Addie Vollert chases it up into the forecourt, turns the corner, then stops and goes back the other way as she's picked up by Pinkratz. Now she picks up her dribble. Schooley, lob it down low, get it down into the hands of Jaglinski, who got pounded by both Tubbs and Kasperson. They're going to call it on Kayla Kasperson. It'll be her first. Baller to inbound it right below Michael and I. Looking to inbound, and she has to lob it way out. And there's nobody there but running over there, Shaw, to get it before the turnover was caused. And so the Royals reload the offense. Schooley on top, Shaw on the right wing. Vollert lob it underneath to Claire Nelson for the two. Her first two of the ball game. And the Royals back up by 19. And here we go again with a little bit of that diamond pressure that they're putting on. Zone press, double team as they cross half court. Get it to Pankratz. Nice lob underneath to Tubbs with the left hand. Nice finish by Tria Tubbs for the junior, who gets her first two. 43-26, 16-10 remaining. Vollert to Schooley. Back over to Vollert with the handoff. Addy looks to turn the corner. Unable to do so because of the defense by Pankratz. Jay Glinski, left side. Man employed all night long by the Tigers of Stratford. Royals taking their time. Schooley going to pop a three ball. Hit it! That's her second bomb of the ball game. She now has 16. And the Royals lead is 20. Kasperson on the right side. Hurries into the front court. Taken away by Sarah Shaw. Turnover number 13. Up ahead to Schooley. Anna, off balance, puts up the shot. No. Jay Glinski gets rocked from behind. No call. Ball comes free. We're going to have to call it a turnover, I guess, on Jay Glinski. I think I'd call it a foul, though. And now down to the floor. Going to call a travel. They should. They do. Went to the floor with the ball, and that's a no-no. So the Royals will get it. Up by 20. 15-15 on the scoreboard clock. Here from Assumption.
And an update, 1-1 in the battle for North America on the hockey, big hockey game, Canada, United States.
Wonder if there are three fights at the 9-second mark.
I hope so.
That was crazy.
That was pretty cool.
Claire Nelson on top for the Royals. Out to Addie Vollert. Drop it down inside to Schooley. Tries to go back out on top to Jay Glinski, and then Kasperson takes it away, and Jay Glinski fouls her. For Jordan, it'll be her first turnover, number 10 on Assumption. Michaelis Dieber, 5'8 junior, into the ballgame as she will replace Daisy Yoder, and Leyde Sanz de Rosas will come in for the Assumption Royals. And she gives Claire Nelson a little break. 46-26, 14-54. Still to go in the ballgame. Tigers of Stratford with the basketball. Stieber goes to the right elbow, continues the dribble. Runner off the glass, too hard. Rebounds up in the air and grabbed by Leyde. She'll go ahead to Sarah Shaw. Sarah goes to the left-hand side. Sarah just what, 4 points away now?
Yep.
Addie Vollert gets run over as she gets it off to Anna Schooley. Get around to Leyde. Underneath to Jay Glinski. Puts up a tough runner with the left hand. Play on as the long shot is grabbed out of the sky by Tubbs. Lainey Pankratz with the dribble against Lainey Sanz de Rosas. Kasperson now on the handoff. Double team back out on top to Carly Pankratz. She puts it on the floor, bounces it down to Tubbs, who can't control it. Ball goes out of bounds. T.O. number 15 on the Tigers. And Clara Nelson will come back into the ball game as Anna's going to get a little bit of a rest.
As she should.
Working hard.
Yeah.
Two ticks under, 14 minutes still to go here from Assumption. Royals by 20. It doesn't feel comfortable, though, does it? I don't know why. Nice fake by Shaw. She's within two. Sarah just gave the old fake the pass to the middle and just went right to the left side. You like that, right to the left? I like that. And put it in off the glass. Kasperson gives up the dribble. Goes to Pankratz. She carried it. Yep. Yep, she was going to pass it, and all of a sudden she saw that passing lane was gone, and she had her hand underneath it, and then she had no other option but to put the hand back on top and bounce it one more time, and the official was all over it. Here's the handoff. Look underneath. Shaw for 1,000. There it is. The feed to Sarah Shaw. Under the basket. She catches and delivers with the left hand. The lead is 50-26 and 1,000 points for Sarah Shaw. Two girls over 1,000 points in the same game. That's even incredible. Incredible night for the Assumption Royals. We were hoping it would happen here in the regular season finale, and it did just that. So congratulations goes out to both Sarah Shaw and Jordan J. Glinsky, and, of course, earlier in the season, Anna Schooley with her 1,000th.
Up at
Stratford. So Stratford has seen three Royals score 1,000 points in the games against them. That's really got to be some kind of record, you'd think. So 50-26, I just said a moment ago that doesn't feel real comfortable.
No,
you got a 24-point lead, and the other team only has 26.
I feel a little more comfortable.
I think they've got a shot at this one.
They might.
But they're still like 13-25, you know? As a coach, you're always like, well, it's you never know.
They got to make sure that they don't let Daisy Yoder start using the force.
Exactly.
Back in the game.
I can't get enough of that.
I think our listeners might.
Here's a tip away. Addie Ballard with a shot. No, she got a little shove in the back, and she missed that layup that time as the turnover was committed by the Tigers. Now Kasperson with the breakaway has it knocked away from behind on the hustle by Ballard. You like that when a person, you know, they miss a shot, you could just kind of let down and kind of slough back, but she hustled back and knocked it away, so the layup was not made by Kasperson.
Right.
I always said, don't make a second mistake if you make one, right?
Right.
Here's the shot by Pankratz. Blady has it blocked out of bounds. It'll stay on the other end for the Tigers. 13 exactly minutes to go. 50-26 Royals. It was a 10-point game up at Stratford, 55-45. Royals almost have that 55 already, while the Tigers are not close to their 45-point output up there. But they're still under 13 minutes to go. Here's a lob to the right side. Kasperson bounces it once, puts it off the glass a little bit long. Tubbs tries to get the rebound, goes off her, and they're going to say it went off the Royals.
At the other end of the court, I guess I'll listen to... I mean, it did look that way from here, but I'll listen to the official who was right there.
Inbounds, knocked out of bounds by Bowler. Tried again as they tried to get it into Stieber.
Bowler is conceivably the next one that could reach 1,000. It's going to be pretty tough for her as she's sitting at 807 as we speak right now. And her game's more the assists and steals, so we'll see.
Inbounds pass to Stieber, who catches and puts it off the glass on the right side. And it's 50-28, 12 and a half minutes to go. Lady with the dribble. Top of the wheel extended to the right. Rotate the perimeter to the left. Into the hands of Vollert. Hattie takes it right, goes left. Now goes back to the right. Stops, gives that dribble off to Claire Nelson. Claire to Sanz de Rosas. Over to Sarah Shaw. Sarah gets double teamed to get shoved, and that's a good call by the official. It just took a two-hand shiver that time in the back. And it's going to be whistled against Stieber. Junior picks up her first. Team's second. They only have a handful of fouls here tonight. The left hand in the finish for Sarah Shaw. Boy, you look away for a second, next thing you know, Royals are putting one through the hole as that foul is going to be whistled against Tubbs, I believe. Her first. Team's third. They only had four in the first half, so a total of seven here tonight. Jags takes the seat, replaced by Schooley. And once again, Ms. Zilke comes back in, the 6'3" junior, as she replaces Lainey Pankratz. And Sarah Shaw will shoot the first free throw for the Royals here tonight. Tigers are 9-for-9. The Royals are 1-for-1. And Sarah splashes it through.
You're telling me it's good free throw shooting tonight.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to say in English. Here's a steal. As Shaw knocks it away, Lady picks it up. They go right back over to Sarah. Sarah goes on the baseline. She stops, gets double teamed. Ball comes free, picked up by Claire Nelson. Schooley for three from the left side. Anna Schooley, three balls. She has 19 points. And the lead is almost 30. 28 points for Assumption here tonight. And this is a good Stratford ball team as a three ball goes down for Carly Pankratz. This team's only lost four times this year, Michael.
Yeah, they're solid.
They're a four seed in their sectional ahead of Luther, who is really good.
Now that Merrillwood will do that for
you. Yeah, Claire Nelson. Skip pass over to Schooley. Out on top to Lady. She dribbles it to the right, then back to the left to Claire. Schooley trying to post up against the taller Zilkin. She just got fouled, and unfortunately, because she dribbled it off her foot. So Zilke will pick up her second personal foul, team's fourth. And Daisy Yoder back into the ballgame. Your favorite player for Stratford, no doubt.
Games like this, you got to start being creative.
Of course. All games, you got to be creative. Got to have fun. Otherwise, I stop listening to me.
What?
And you too.
Right?
Right, Bono. Here's a shot from the top. Oh, thought maybe it was going to go in. And Anna tried to save it, but wasn't able to. Annie kind of gets a high five from Sarah, says, we'll get it next time. Don't worry about it. 56-31. 8 ticks under, 11 minutes remaining in the ballgame. Student body hasn't sat down except at halftime for the Royals. They really do a nice job, don't they, for each other? And here's a steal by Sarah Shaw coming the other way. Now turnover number 19. Nice assist. Anna Schooley, left hand. You can book it. 8 points in the second half. She has 21 now. High lob to Tubbs. Gets it back to Yoder. Right side, Kasperson. Bounce it inside to Tubbs. Puts up the jumper. Got it. Nice friendly roll that time for Tria. She has 4 points. All four here in half number two. 58-33 as we approach the 10-minute mark. Anna Schooley back over to Lady Sanz de Rosas. She tries to turn the corner, and then when she was going to pick it up and pass it, she lost control of it. Turnover number 11. Takes it the other way. Laid up. Blocked from behind by Shaw. Grabbed out of there by Kasperson. Tubbs gets a little shove in the back. Gets it out. Three ball on the way for Kasperson. No. Schooley has it knocked away from her from behind. And it's getting physical out there. We got three bodies on the floor as Addie Vollard comes down. Lady will stop, put up the shot, gets fouled from behind once again by Zilke. She just picked up her third personal, and Lady will go to the free throw line for her first free throw attempts of the ball game and her first chance to get some points.
She knew it right when it happened. She,
shouldn't have did that.
Student section likes to say, can't do that.
First free throw on the way is good for Lady. Lainey Pankratz comes in.
As nicely as you can. She's very nice about it, but she wasn't happy.
No. She's like, there's three bodies on the floor. There must have been some contact. I was watching. List, kind of trying to read lips there a little bit. And the free throw falls off. And the ball's going to be knocked out of bounds. Last touch, they'll say, by Kavanaugh. 59-33. Inbounds. Carly to Lainey Pankratz. Lainey going against Sarah Shaw. Over to Carly Pankratz, and then she loses the dribble out of bounds, and they'll say it was poked away by Ari Kavanaugh. Yeah, it's...
I don't know which one it is.
You think you get past one Royal, and the next thing you know, there's two more waiting.
That sounds like a monarchy.
Oh, nice look inside. And it's grabbed by Yoder and finished by Daisy. As well as in the first half, she now has four. Four she has, right? 59-35 as we approach the 9-minute mark. Shaw to Vollard, left side, right in front of the official. She puts it on the floor, keeps the dribble alive, comes around to Kavanaugh. Ari doesn't shoot it very often. Just kind of assists it. And Vollert has it knocked away from her by Lainey Pankratz. And it'll be Ari Kavanaugh to inbound it right below Michael. Two ticks under 9 minutes now remaining. Here's the lob, and it's poked away by the Tigers, picked up by Lainey, and then Kasperson now with it. She goes against Kavanaugh, throws it over the top to Yoder. Puts up a tough runner, and she gets hit on the arm, and there'll be two free throws up coming for Daisy. She has not been to the charity stripe yet, as the foul gets whistled against Lady. It'll be her first, team's third. And the free throw streak remains alive for the Tigers. They are now 10 for 10.
That's outstanding.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, you don't see that too often.
I think the other night UCLA played Minnesota in men's basketball, and they were 5 for 15, if I remember right. That was brutal. They lost by one. Next free throw, they're 11 for 11.
Came up daisies.
I like it.
No Yoda.
I always thought you were going to say daisies up. They came on that.
Dang it.
I'm there for you, bud. Schooley with it, just left of the top of the circle. Left wing, nice lob underneath to Jaglinski off the glass. Got it. She posted up, put up the right hand, got the perfect feed, turned, and finished. 61-37 Assumption as we approach the 8 minute and 20 second mark. A little baseline run that time by the 6-3 Zilke. Goes around on the left-hand side to Yoder. Oh! Yoder and Vollert go down hard, and a jump ball going to be called. They both hung on to it as they went to the floor, and I think Yoder took the worst part of that because Addie looks to be fine.
She's laughing, though.
Ouch. You could hear the thud over here. My goodness. Turnover number 20, we're going to have to say, as the arrow goes the other way, and the Royals will take possession. We are just about at the 8 minute mark of the final regular season contest. And you know, right at this point, you just want to stay healthy for the tournament. Because
yeah.
They don't have to play again till Thursday. I think we'll get a hook on Kasperson. Second on Kayla. Team sixth. So Royals will be shooting free throw from here on out. Prefix on the board of my hometown, 756 for Brilliant. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Vollert inbounds it and almost taken away that time by Zilke as she was tried to strip it away from Schooley. She timed it very well. Zilke just a junior, so she'll be back next year. Kavanaugh from the corner in front of us with the inbounds to Claire Nelson. And to Vollert out on top to Schooley. Kavanaugh. Royals just running the arc right now. Jaglinski lob it underneath to Claire. Put up Claire Nelson. She's got four. Well, nice job of running the offense that time, taking their time, spreading it a little bit, and get the backdoor cut. Carly Pankratz, the dribble. Nice tough move. Put it up off the glass. Outlet pass by Schooley, a little bit short. Stolen away by Kasperson. Puts up a runner, and I think we're going to get Anna on the foul that time. So the 6 foot senior, who has 21 points with four fouls now, and see if the free throw streak stays alive. It finally comes to an end as Kayla Kasperson misses the first. Sarah Shaw back in for Ari Kavanaugh. It was right on line, just came up short on the free throw there. I think she's going to make this one. Yep. Nothing but twine. 63-38. Royals with possession and the lead. Once again, there's Zilke with the push on Vollert from behind. Emily now has four fouls as well and should be free throws coming up for Addie Vollert. Tubbs going to come back in and she'll replace Emily Zilke. So 1-1 for Vollert. Give her the basketball. We're going to have Kasperson take a seat and have Lainey Pankratz come in. See what Addie can do at the free throw line. These will only be the fourth free throw shot for the Royals. It's a 1-1, and it is off the rim, no good. Rebounded by Downey. Cassidy Downey for the Tigers on the board. Well done. Frick now has it, loses it, regains, turns, fires, almost got it to fall through. Rebound is dug out of there by Tubbs, but then she throws it to Lainey Pankratz, who is not able to hang on to it. And the ball will go to the Royals. 6 minutes and 51 seconds still to go here in this ball game from Assumption. Royals and the Tigers, Assumption and Stratford. Stratford in second place in the conference. Only lost to the Royals and Auburndale. The Auburndale loss was only by 4 points, 51-47 at Auburndale.
Yeah.
They've had a good season. 19-4 on the year. Now driving to the rim, tie up. Claire Nelson, good sportsmanship as she helps up Carly Pankratz. The jump ball possession should be in favor of the Tigers yet. And now one of the other officials comes in and has a chat with the official with the basketball. I don't know if he's concerned there's a wet spot on the floor, or he's just having to take it out of bounds on the other side of the basket where the bodies were laying. So they switch to the left side of the basket as we see it. Inbounds comes to Carly Pankratz, picked up by Jay Glinski. And they're going to get a reach-in foul called on Jordan, here second. Team's fifth. 6:22, 63-38. And now I'm feeling a little more comfortable.
Yeah.
Got to admit.
Yeah. With 30 points through most of the second half.
And now Sarah Shaw just reads that pass perfectly, takes it away, lays it up, lays it down. Sarah with 17 points tonight. And the Royals back on top, 65-38. And we've got a whistle and a timeout going to be taken by Coach Christofferson. Laura, she just wants a 30-second timeout. Let's take a 30-second timeout with her. We're back with more from Assumption right after this.
Hear that? That's the sound of your life. Perfectly imperfect. Beating in rhythm to the world you've created. But every time you drive after drinking, the music gets drowned out. Life sounds pretty great. Don't let a buzz ruin it. Buzz driving is drunk driving. Don't drive buzzed. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Back here at Assumption High School with 6 minutes and 4 seconds remaining. And the Royals on top, 65-38. We're going to have that bye next Tuesday. So got a week to rest things up before they're in the regional semifinal. Tigers with the basketball. They also have a bye on Tuesday. Frick with the basketball. Drop it down inside. No. Rebound to Tubbs. Put it up and in. Tria Tubbs with 6 points in the second half. And it's 65-40. Schooley cut off by Tubbs. Goes over to Vollert. She gets double teamed in the lane, so she goes on the left wing. And the bounce pass over to Claire Nelson. Royals will rotate the arc. Sarah Shaw on top. Picks up her dribble. Schooley with it. And a skip pass over the top to Claire Nelson. They're trying to post up Jay Glinski down low. She's doing battle down there with Stieber. Out to Ballard. One bounce inside to Shaw, and she gets hit with the body. And I think that's going to be either on Carly Pankratz or, yep, I don't think we have to look any farther. Just on Carly. First on the sophomore. 1-1 up and coming for Sarah. Sarah's been to the free throw line once and hit it. And she kind of got sandwiched, so they could have picked either one out of that. Sarah Shaw now with the 1-1. Got a couple of bounces and a knee bend and a splash. A bit of a panache with the splash. 305 seconds to go for all of you math majors out there. Second one good. Little again, diamond pressure by the Royals here. Switch the press up a little bit. And the pressure is broken by the Tigers. Kasperson, top of the wheel, goes against Sarah Shaw. And she throws it right into the feet of Addie Vollert, and they called her for the kick. Keep it on the far end of the gymnasium where the Tigers are on offense. Tie a little shoe does Pankratz. Inbounds will be by Stieber. Throws it way out on top, almost stolen away by Shaw. Three ball on the way. Good for Kasperson. The friendly rim. 67-43. Shaw, left wing. Do you work about a minute off if you can right here? Just run your offense. Somebody breaks free, like right there. Get it down low. Nice lob inside from Jay Glinski to Vollert. Might as well take the layup if they give it to you. And if you don't get the foul, you probably get the hoop. So Addie, who missed the front end a moment ago, will get another front end here as that foul is whistled against Kasperson, her third. And this time, Addie's able to knock it home. Just been a good all-around night of free throw shooting for both teams. Yep. 5 for 7 for the Royals. 5 for 8 now. And she misses the second. Rebound by Tubbs. Pankratz, Carly with it. Takes it in front of Coach Christofferson. Takes it to the other right side. To the right of the basket. Put up a tough running layup and hit it. Carly, her first two-pointer of the second half. She has 16 on the ball game. 68-45, under 4 minutes now. Lady jumper comes up short. Rebound secured by Stieber for the Tigers. Pass it to Tubbs at the jump circle. Gives it back to Carly Pankratz, to Kasperson. Kayla goes left, then goes right against Shaw. Gives it back to Pankratz. Three ball on the way. Doesn't fall that time for Stieber. Ball taken away on the far end. Tubbs can't get it to go, and the rebound off the Royals. It'll remain on the Tigers' end of the court. Claire Nelson getting set to come back in for Coach Klein. He's really only played 7 tonight, hasn't he?
Yeah, he's not going into the bench.
So the inbounds from Stieber. Still looking way out high to Carly. Pankratz, left side, Kasperson. Tries to get it inside, poked away by Schooley, and then foul is a little push from behind. That's going to be whistled on Sarah Shaw, her third, team's sixth. So everybody will be shooting free throws the next foul that's called. 3 1/4 remaining. Inbounds on top, poked away by Sarah. Can she outrun Kasperson to the basketball? She couldn't, but she gave her a forearm shiver and sent Kasperson to fly it. And for Sarah, that's going to be personal foul number 4. And we'll go to the other end, and we'll have a 1-1 situation for Kasperson, who is the only miss tonight thus far for the Tigers. Daisy Yoder, the 5'9 senior, back into the ballgame for Coach Christofferson. 12 for 13 are the Tigers. And she misses another one. So she's got 2 of the misses, 12 for 14 now. And the Royals with the rebound. Addie going to spot up a 3? Yeah, no, I thought that was going to go. Called it a little ahead of time. It was right on line, but it came up just a little bit short. Looks like they're going to go with that diamond and 1 again. Coach calls it a 125, so it's like a 1-2 zone, and then the 2 in the back are playing man. It's kind of a different look. And here's a steal by Vollert over to Lady. She bounces it. No, they called her for a travel. She went up in the air. I thought she got rid of it before she landed, but evidently the official didn't. It was. Yep. Just he decided that she came down before she got rid of the bounce pass. Otherwise, Schooley would have had an easy two. Tubbs catches at half court, has it poked away, and foul going to be whistled on Lady, who poked it away and picked up her second personal. So it'll be a 1-1 for Tubbs. And in the final 2:53, it's slowing down here. So Tubbs with the 1-1. Give it a couple of bounces. Free throws on the way, and it's wide left. The rebound, Schooley had it pulled away from behind by Yoder. And now over the back, knocked out of bounds. They'll say last touched by the Royals. Addie Vollert tried to sneak in from behind, but was unsuccessful in doing so. Stieber tries to shove it down on the inside, but Anna Schooley would have nothing to do with it. Stole it away. Sarah Shaw right in front of Coach Klein. Holds things up. Skip it around, and Coach Klein says, I want a timeout.
Probably calling off the dogs quickly, I'd assume.
Let's see what he's going to do here, if he's going to go full or 30. I think he's going to go 30 seconds. Can we just do a real quick 30, Laura? We'll be back with more from Assumption right after this.
Imagine you're driving down the street and bam, you lose a tire in a pothole. Great! Come on, we're all thinking it. Suddenly you start hearing air escape. That tire is shot. Before you lose your patience, call the team at 8th Street Auto. Not only can they get that tire fixed and on the road, but they can also help you with finance options to upgrade. Trade in that low-to-the-ground car for a truck and never get stopped by a pothole again. 8th Street Auto, where every client is treated like family. To get you back on the road, you have stuff to do.
2 minutes and 38 seconds on the scoreboard clock. Assumption 68, Stratford 45. They had 45 the last time these two squads met. Yep. Royals only had 55, 13 more here tonight. And we still have 2.5 minutes remaining. Schooley, Claire Nelson, left wing, rotate the top. Jay Glinski, coach saying stay high, stay wide. Still man being employed by the Tigers. Both teams with starters out there. For the most part. Yeah. Especially with a week off. I suppose maybe that's the other thing. They got a week off and they want them to kind of stay crisp. Royals just running the offense, screen down low, pop out high, hop out to the wing, down to a minute and a half to go. I'm really liking the fact that the Tigers are not falling.
Right.
I'm kind of liking the fact, too, that the Royals are just working the arc. Shaw out on top. Claire Nelson gets bumped by Tubbs, continues on the baseline, gets bumped again, goes back to the inside. Shaw will dribble it back out. 70 seconds remaining. Tubbs just bangs into Claire Nelson. Why? I have no idea. She's got two. And we got a. And she got called for the foul. That's number 10, so super bonus for the Royals. Claire's free throw's on the way, short to the right. Now the subs are coming in for the Royals. Going to bring in five new. Going to have to wait for Claire to shoot her free throw. Ari will replace Claire. Get some names for us, Michael.
Oh, yeah, we've got nine out there right now. We got Owens. I believe that's probably Rosa. Got one screened out.
Elena Owie, I think, also. Free throw. Claire misses the free throw. And now Ari Cavanaugh will replace Claire Nelson, too, with 61 ticks to go. It's a big hug from Dad and Coach Jags. The rest of her teammates over on the sideline. Royals go undefeated, win 36 straight conference games. That's incredible, isn't it?
Some pretty good teams from Newman and Assumption. And
Tubbs puts it up and in.
I'm not saying that there was for sure more wins in a row in the conference, but man, there couldn't be too many. And if there was, it's probably those two teams that I mentioned, those early Assumption teams. And
there's a push from behind by Daisy Yoder, and she quickly helps up Kylie Carroll, another former student. Kylie to the free throw line. Shoot a couple here. Come on, Kylie. Rolls out, but she's got that super bonus, so she still has an opportunity to hit the second. Cassidy Downey in. Whole bunch of subs here. Lucy Zaleski. Alyssa Bargander into the ball game for Stratford. Second free throw for Kylie is short. She going to get her own rebound? Yeah, she does. Gets double teamed, reached in, jump ball. Is reaching in was Alyssa Bargander. Ari Cavanaugh will inbound it below us with 28 seconds to go. Gets it inbounds. Left hand off the glass. Doesn't fall that time for Brianna Owie. And the rebound secured by the Tigers. 20 seconds remaining. Frick with the basketball goes against Ari Cavanaugh with a left-hand spin move. Won't fall. And the ball out of bounds. Couldn't save it, could the Tigers? With 11.3 to go. And they're still going to press. Well, they got the young ones in there now, right? Might let them work on it. And they get the steal. And the Royals knock it away as well. Carroll picks it up. Got a breakaway on the other end. Ari decides to slam on the brakes. Three ball at the buzzer. Rolls out. And final score is going to read the Assumption Royals 68. The Tigers of Stratford 47. Michael and I have a bunch of numbers to add up. We'll take a couple minute timeout to wrap things up. Maybe we'll see if Coach Jags wants to come by or some of the girls. We'll talk with them as well. We'll do all of that after we take this quick two-minute timeout, Laura. You're listening to Assumption Royal Basketball on FM 105.5 WIRI.
The Wisconsin Rapids Area Convention and Visitors Bureau is a proud sponsor of high school sports, and they want to keep you informed on everything happening in the area. Check out their website for fun local things to see and do, great places to dine, stay, and more. You can find it all at visitwisrapids.com.
Here at Home Furniture and Design, we are thankful for our wonderful customers. And at this most glorious time of the year, we are especially grateful. Thank you and season's greetings from your friends at Home Furniture and Design in Wisconsin Rapids and Plover.
Sometimes as dads, I think we're too hard on ourselves. We get down on ourselves on not being able to, you know, we're the providers, but we also have to learn to take care of ourselves. Arapahoe Way, you got to pray for yourself as well as for everybody else, but never forget yourself. Self-love made me a better dad because I realized my worth.
Never stop being a dad. That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
I'm the threat that's already inside the house. In the closet, under the bed, in the car. But I don't want your money or your TV. I can't be scared away or negotiated with. I'm patient and quiet. I don't sleep. You can't call the cops on me. You can't even see me. I'm the threat of family fire. And as long as your guns aren't stored securely, I'll be there. Protect your family. Secure all your guns. Learn how to make your home safer at endfamilyfire.org. That's endfamilyfire.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Brady and the Ad Council.
Back here at Assumption High School, where the Royals victorious tonight by the final of 68-47. They were leading it at the break by 17, 39-22, and outscored the Tigers 29-25. And now we have the good fortune of being joined by assistant coach Jake Linsky. And coach, congratulations on an undefeated conference season and on a great season overall thus far with only one loss. Got to be proud of the girls.
Yeah, I'll tell you what. season two linebacker. Included again at Neillsville, that's a program first for us. A win at Aquinas, that's their second third loss in 5 years.
Whew.
Samantha Davis is, you're going to see her on TV one day, so to be able to beat them 37-20 at the half is huge. And then tonight, it's a high-quality scraps team. So well coached, they're so physical. Couldn't be prouder of the girls in the way that they're playing. That's what we talked about this stretch, that we're going to find out what we're kind of made of, especially as we go into the playoffs, and then to be able to go ahead and have them come through it undefeated. But to be able to go back-to-back years in the Maryland Conference of undefeated, that's something that, you know, when you can do something at a program like Assumption that has not been accomplished before, you're doing something. That group of girls is special, special, special.
We said, not doing something before, it just jogs my memory. We said, isn't it incredible that you had three girls top the 1,000-point mark all against the same team? Do you think that's ever happened?
I'm not sure I've ever really seen two girls get in a ball game. What I like about it, there's two things I really like about it. One, we talk about it every single night. There's a different leading scorer on our squad just about every night. And one kid that does not get the level of maybe credit because she doesn't see in the box score is Addie.
Right.
Like, Addie is the ball that's really great. To have a floor general like that is just so amazing. The other thing I like about it is, think about it, about 80% of Jordan's points come off of three.
Mm-hmm.
About 80% of Sarah's points come off of, I'll just go take it and score the layup in terms of what it goes.
Right.
Got to have a true inside-out presence with Anna. So even in the second half, the adjustment they made was, okay, three was going to face guard Jordan. She's going to stay tight in the corner. We used it as a space, and everybody else just has had an opportunity to go play. Like, it's such a fun, unique group of girls. But again, 3,000-point scorers, and you can't say enough good things about Corey Nelson and Addie Buller as well. Just so unique.
Yeah, and I think in our pregame talk with Coach Klein, he was saying the same thing. You know, it's a whole team effort. You can have these 1,000 score point scores, but if you don't have that complementary 4, 5, 6, 7 players, it means nothing, doesn't it?
Absolutely, and especially, you know, again, you come in at the end, so the 2 hour drills have been so valuable to us in practice to give us a scout book. You know, in years past, it's been really hard for our group. Again, when you have to match up with Sarah Shaw in practice on a daily basis, it looks bad. So to be able to have Ray, Kyle Carroll, Ari Kavanaugh, who's going to be a really good athletic ball player for us, and the 2 hours, it gives us a great 5-on-5 build. Most of those kids would play for a lot of the other teams in the conference, and they're going to play big minutes for us next year. So it's benefiting us all the way across the board.
No, also talking to Coach Klein before the ball game, he said it was quite a game over at Aquinas, and I didn't get a chance to see it, but he sounded like it was just up and down and up and down. And I said, this game tonight started off that way, and I said, I think that Aquinas game really helped because they got that physicality up and down, and I was impressed with Stratford. They played hard, only had 4 losses coming in. They were quick with you. They're up and down the court. And then just like that, you know, it's like 4-4, and then you look up, and it's 11-6, and then you look up, and it's 20-11, and then you look up, and it's 30 points. The team is just incredible. Even if they get pressured, they just don't relent.
What we like about it in Aquinas here is 37-20 at the half. You know, we are able to pressure you a couple of different times. Tony is one of the absolute best coaches in the conference, probably in the state. I have such respect for him. Especially, you know, with all these just kind of the adjustments that she makes. So they play a really impressive backline zone or backline man. So there's not a lot of space, so being able to find different space is a big thing. So you have to be able to score against them in ones and twos. But it's really a lot of defensive points as well. But it was 37-20, they made a run. We got a bucket, they made a run. It was 50-50, and then all of a sudden, you know, we were able to go ahead and do Jordan up back-to-back threes, 56-50. Never really trailed again after it, but 73-70. I'm not exactly sure what the final was.
68-47.
68.73 points. It's fun basketball
yeah.
to watch. It's fun basketball to play. And our ball pressure is what allows us to do.
Yeah, and it's just going to be fun as we head into the tournament. You know, got that bye next week, so does Stratford. And we're talking about that all game long. Stratford, they got a tough road, too, in Division Four. They got a killer top five, right? Right. Two good guards, right?
Then you go and you play years ago, he was shooter number one in D4, and again, nothing but respect for Coach Guy in this game. If you happen to win that, you get to win with Thomas and Baylor. And if you happen to take a look at it, then you get the coaches for number one in the city.
Yeah.
It kind of reminds me of our half last year, which is, hey, you play Baldwin, who has no business being in that 4-5 game. Then, you play Randolph, then it was Oshkosh Lords, and then it was, oh, by the way, your reward is Elvin across the way. So, again, every section is challenging, every playoff run is different, but for Stratford, that is one of the toughest sections in the course.
And you don't want to overlook anyone. You don't want to say, well, that should be a win. But you look at your regional, and hypothetically, that's something that you should get through. And then if you would get through it and Pacelli would get through it, that would be a sectional semi-matchup, I believe.
Yeah, so first of all, hypotheticals, like you're definitely going to get through one game in time. Coach.
Right, right.
And second of all, the way up, here's what I will say. I feel fortunate that don't necessarily have to play Pacelli and Pittsville back to back. Pittsville has gotten, Pittsville and a bunch of seniors, they're going to be a hard out.
Right.
Last I heard, they were ahead of Pacelli by 7.5. I don't know how that finished up. Pacelli's high quality. Almond's got two really good guards. They play a 2-3 zone. So we feel maybe that's a little better matchup in terms of where it goes, but Almond's going to be really tough. Can't overlook Greenwood. And honestly, Northern Michigan's got a bunch of wins. Friday night, it's one of those deals where if they're finding a way to get past Royal, it'll be interesting. So definitely one game at a time with this particular group. It's never, ever, ever, ever going to look like this.
No.
That product that's been trot out there is once in a lifetime.
Such a special group, isn't it? Yeah. And we were just talking on the air during the game as well and saying, you think back to 10 years when that whole four-year run started as well from 15 to 18, just some special groups that have come through this school.
I have to, when Jordan and I moved here, she was in sixth grade. We had a couple of different options. My wife and me moved here to New York. We could have been at LaCrosse and Aquinas. We could have been at Green Bay at Notre Dame. We have looked at that. Out of respect to Joe with his program, we came down to the assumption the first person I met was Charlie Nelson. and Charlie told me, hey, this group is special. She's going to be a piece.
Yep.
And that group of seniors has been coachable and has welcomed us into their grade, their family, like nothing else across the world. There's such a wonderful group of kids on and off.
Isn't that, and that's what makes it so special and so much fun and so much fun to come to work and so much time to spend. And that's the worst part, is it ends, right?
I told the girls one last side problem. I told the girls, I've got really bad OCD, and that spot really should be filled in with
it. It kind of does drive you crazy, yeah.
A 25 banner with a gold basketball would fit really well there in terms of their colors. So I hope it ends appropriately in terms of their colors. One of the things I just, for those listening in terms of their colors, Jordan is leading D5 in May 3.7.
I saw that this week, yeah.
For Jordan, it's going to be one of those deals where she may end up leading the state all divisions. So right now, she's going to go all parts of that 3.7.
Which is a blast.
And as I told her, I said, look, you're not shooting in it because we're going to play.
Right.
So it's one of those deals where,
sure.
A moment you kind of brag about her, one quick story on her 1,000th point. So we play AAU basketball for BYBL club, and we were in Indianapolis. She was, sixth, seventh grade. I still remember from Indianapolis to Chicago, I was red in the face and barking and yelling. And then I spent from Chicago to Madison, apologizing. So it's a pretty unique relationship, but 1,000 points as a junior, I have to admit, I'm pretty proud in terms of where it goes. And then to be able to share the night with Sarah and to do it on the same night, I think is unique. And for Sarah to receive that pass from Addy.
Yes. And to do it at home, right?
Yeah. At home in front of you guys, we appreciate the coverage. Yep. Love the fans, as they turn out. I just blessed.
Yep. That is the perfect word, and we're blessed to follow you as well. And we hope to follow you down the tournament trail all the way to that gold ball.
Absolutely, guys. We really appreciate you guys coming tonight. We hope to see you around. Again, bless. us. Stay safe, guys.
Okay, thank you. Thanks for your time. We appreciate it. That's Coach Jay Glinski of the Assumption Royals as he takes some time to speak with us, and we always appreciate that. He always does a great job as he chats with us and keeps us informed, and always a positive attitude with the young girls, and a nice way to round out the regular season here at home for the Royals, Michael.
Yeah, you can't really ask for much more than that. Stayed perfect. The conference, you still have just one loss. You got 2,000-point scorers. You can't ask for much more than that.
So let's run through the highlights here real quickly before we wrap things up here from Assumption for Tammy Christofferson's Tigers, who now fall to 19-5 on the year. They finished the conference season in second place with a record of 13-3. As Auburndale could tie them with a record of 13-3 if they pick up a win tonight, as well as they were playing Marathon, if I remember correctly. Leading the way was Carly Pankratz with 16 points, 13 for Kayla Kasperson. They were the only two in double digits, 8 for Tria Tubbs, 6 points for Daisy Yoder, 2 points apiece for Lainey Pankratz and Michaela Stieber. Nice free throw shooting for the Tigers tonight, 12 of 15 for 80%. Unfortunately for them, they turned it over 23 times, and that's, of course, due to that great pressure by the Assumption Royals.
Oh, sure, yeah.
And speaking of the Assumption Royals, Hannah Schooley had a great ball game tonight as she finishes with 21 points. Sarah Shaw and Jordan J. Glinski, who both go over the 1,000-point mark, they are both in double digits tonight as well, 19 for Sarah and Jordan with 16. Jordan had 4 3 balls tonight, and I should mention that Anna had 3 as well. After that, it was 7 points for Addie Vollert, 4 for Claire Nelson, and a free throw for Leyde Sanz de Rosas. Royals did not shoot the free throw very well tonight, 5 for 12 for 42%, and they only turned it over 13 times. JV's victorious, 37-27, and the varsity makes it a clean sweep, 68-47. So we're going to hopefully get back over here next week and bring you some of that beginning tournament action as the regionals will start on Tuesday. The Royals have a bye, and then on Friday they will take on either number 8 Loyal or number 9 Northland Lutheran. While for Stratford, they also get a bye. They are the 4 seed in Section 3. They will take on the winner of number 5 seed on Alaska Luther or number 12 Osseo Fairchild. So I think that's going to do it, Michael. It was great regular season, and we got a little regular season boys basketball for you next week yet as well.
Yeah, we got some hoops coming up at Lincoln High School, Toma, and then whatever the tournament trail says.
Yeah, that those seedings will come out this Sunday at,
yeah,
I believe.
Sharp.
So make sure you keep an ear to WIRI and WFHR as we'll keep you abreast of all of the upcoming action there as well. So for Michael Comer and for Laura Berg back at our studios, this is Randy Paul saying so long, everybody, as you've been listening to Victorious Assumption Royal Basketball here on FM 105.5 WIRI.
WIRI Nakusa. WIRI Nakusa. The heart of Wisconsin's home for a huge variety of country favorites. This is Country Legends 24/7.
WIRI 105.5 FM, Wisconsin Rapids. But you better be on time. Any man of mine will say it fits just right when last year's dress is just a little too tight. And anything I do or say better be okay when I have a bad hair day. And if I change my mind a million times, I wanna hear him say, I need a man who knows how the story goes. I say another woman's looking better than me. And when I cook them dinner and I burn it like, you better say, I like it like that, yeah. And if I change my mind a million times, I wanna hear him say, show me.